Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
It's National Suicide Prevention Week, and did you know that suicide claims approximately 1 million lives worldwide each year? My next guest is CEO of M3 Information. He's joining us today to share with us the groundbreaking new app they've developed, which can actually flag those who can suffer or may be suffering from depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, and PTSD. Welcome to the show, Dane Halberg.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Doctor. Appreciate this
This is a pretty cool app that I'm going to download if I can as soon as the show is over, and probably tell all my patients to do it. Tell me a little bit about the app. So it gives you some sort of number, and then either the doctor or the patient does something with that.
Absolutely. We have two versions. We have the consumer version that is completely anonymous. Takes about 3 minutes, 27 questions, and it provides a individualized assessment, and it expressed in a very engaging manner. The set of questions looks at a wide range of mental health symptoms, bipolar, PTSD, depression, anxiety, and it provides a score which shows a person's symptom burden and a risk rating for each of the disorders listed. And we have a enterprise version, which are for clinicians to use in their practice or in a hospital setting.
So let's talk about there's more patients, I think, listening than doctors listening to this show. Let's talk about that one first.
Sure.
So first of all, where do they go and get it?
You can go to whatsmym3.com, or you can go to the Apple Store and you can download the app, What's My M3. That's
What's it cost?
M3. It is free. It is free. It is anonymous and very quick to use. 3 minutes or less.
So you said 3 minutes. So at the end of the 3 minutes, I assume you're answering yes or no questions, and then it gives you a number. Does it tell you how to interpret that number, or are you supposed to take that number to your nearest doctor or Walgreens and let them interpret it for you?
No, it is very easy to understand. It does provide a number and provides a very clear, concise explanation of what your number means to you. So it's individualized for the person taking the test. And it is something you could take to a clinician and have a discussion. So it provides a common language to go to your healthcare provider and say, you know, I took this test, the What's My M3, and this was my score. Let's talk about it.
Got it. So, who was behind this? Who came up with the idea? What is the main philosophy behind getting people to do this? Is it really ultimately to unmask undiagnosed disease, or you know, what was your goal or fantasy of the app?
Well, this was really founded with Michael Beyer, the founder, and we have folks like Dr. Larry Culpepper. And they're part of our collaborative. And these are thought leaders in psychiatry and medicine who really got together and thought, you know, there really is no true physical health without mental health. And they wanted to provide something that was looked at a multidimensional, screen to help folks with problems. You know, 55% of Americans over their lifetime will develop some form of a behavioral health disorder, whether it be anxiety or depression. It could be bipolar or PTSD, and it just provides a good check to say, you know, something's bothering me, and I don't really, not sure if I want to go see a clinician right now, but I can get online and, you know, completely secure environment by myself and answer some questions and see. Really provide some insights what's going on in my life. And the goal was really to reach out to folks and let them know that there's help available. When you take this screen, there's links that go to healthcare professionals that can help a person whether someone is thinking about suicide. We have risk flags that go up, and we'll say, hey, you know, you really should go over and here's a number to Lifeline or to Mental Health America, and you can talk with them, someone there.
That is pretty cool that you can, you know, once they figure they have a problem, they can immediately do something. You're giving them the resources right there on the spot.
Yes. So it's a screening. Non-stigmatizing manner. Sorry.
Right. So it's a screening test. It's not necessarily going to be definitively diagnostic. I mean, people aren't going to say, oh, my God, I'm bipolar type 2 and jump out the window. It's
right.
It's not diagnostic. So I think it's important to tell people that this is going to give a good idea, but it's not 100% lock.
It is a screen. It identifies those areas that says, you know, if you have a risk rating that shows you maybe a little high in a certain area, it might be a good time to go have a conversation with your healthcare provider. And like I said, it does provide that. I guess, a common language, if you will, to speak with your clinician.
And when you get this number, what do I want? Do I want a low number or do I want a high number? Which one's going to make me more mentally well?
Well, it doesn't mean a number. Well, it's a rating that will provide a, you know, in healthcare, a number is, it's all number driven. And we wanted to come up with something that provided a number that would provide a commonality for this condition, or various conditions. So obviously, when you look at the app and you take the screen, you can see the lower the number, the lower the risk rating. But it actually explains to you in detail each area of each dimension that you're being screened for, and we'll show you the numbers and what they mean.
And if I, let's say I have a number 9, I'm just picking 9, and I don't know what it means, and I actually start getting treated, I go to my doctor, I start doing supportive psychotherapy, he puts me on some sort of medication, if indicated, can I then, a few weeks later, actually use this app to track my progress, to actually show improvement so that I can see it myself, and actually even maybe one day transmit it to the doctor?
Absolutely, and then we encourage this. You know, when a patient goes in or takes the screen and sees that there might be a problem, you know, they go talk with a healthcare provider, a counselor, a psychologist, and a protocol therapy is initiated. Several weeks later, when a clinician can prescribe, say, you know, 3 weeks, say, hey, I'd like you to take this screen again to see where your score lies or how you're feeling. And they can each monitor remotely what's going on with the patient, which is fantastic because it provides the clinician that outreach and the patient as well to say, you know, this is really helping me, or, you know, I don't believe it is, and I'd like to speak with you again.
Is there any competition? Are there any other apps out there that have tried to do this and have failed, or are you the pioneer?
We are actually the pioneer in this field. We are the only pre-validated multidimensional screen on the market. We have our research done by the University of North Carolina. We have studies there. We are used in health systems now. We are used in private practice, and we're just really right now. We want to just get the word out for folks to think about. You know, mental health, and I guess really just, you know, the impetus, the driving force behind the company is to allow people to understand that mental health is a very important issue, and let them know that they're not alone, and there's people here to help.
Well, on that note, Dane Hallberg, thank you very much for joining us. We were talking with the CEO of M3 Information about their new M3 app. You can go to whatsmym3.com to learn more about it in the Google Play or Apple Store. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD.